Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 223. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Welcome to the show. Welcome to what happens when you decide just to be real. That's the pod. That's me, your friend, sharing his feelings, his thoughts, his perspective. And you know, honestly, it's been a pretty crazy couple of months here. I've basically doubled how many people listen to the podcast, which is no easy feat if you've ever launched your own podcast. I've gotten like 30,000 new Instagram followers. I'm collaborating with huge artists, and I've also somehow, some way, managed to sell over 12,000 copies of the New Mindset Journal. So it's really honestly insane stuff. It's absolutely mind-boggling to me. And I was thinking about this the other day, like, how? How am I doing this? Because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just a dude being a dude. Like, am I getting lucky? Am I just amazing? Do I have some cheat code enabled that I'm unaware of? What is going on? And I don't know. I really don't know. But I do know one thing, and that's that I'm glad I did this the way I did it. You know, I've been doing this for 6 years, and it's taken 6 years to get to this point. And this point is only kind of just the beginning in my mind. And you know, over those 6 years of trying and trying and doing and doing, I've learned something really powerful about myself that I think without learning this, without this mindset, I wouldn't be here where I am now. And that's what I want to talk about today. And it's something that I've really leaned into. And I think it's why so many people are like, Case, like, you're the man. Like, you're such a real guy. You know, he keeps it real. And this is what I want to talk about. And maybe it's why I tend to keep things real. And it's the fact that I am okay with, I am more than okay with when people assume things about me, when people misunderstand me, when people think I'm one way or I'm a certain kind of person, and then boom, I'm actually the complete opposite, or there's a completely different side of me they had no idea about. It's really powerful to me, and it's this idea of allowing yourself to be misunderstood that's really set me free. No longer being concerned with what people assume about me, no longer wanting or needing to correct them or set the record straight or tell people what I'm all about. I just live my life and I let people assume what they want, and I let who I am shine through in what I do and what I say, and it's that simple. And so I want to pass this along to you because I think it really does have the power to kind of change your life in a way that's just allowing yourself to be misunderstood. Letting people assume whatever the heck they want about you and being fine with it because you're rooted in who you are and what you're about, that you might not fit a mold, that you're multifaceted, that there's all these different sides to you, that you're free one way, that you're free on Monday to be one way and Tuesday a completely different side of you. You're free to dress one way and then dress a completely different way the next day. You're free to the title to be a lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets, or a Hannah in the streets, or a Miley in the sheets, or Times New Roman in the streets and Wingdings in the sheets, right? That's the vibe here. And it's a mindset, of course. It's a mindset. And it's a mindset that says, hey, I'm okay with letting people misunderstand me. I'll let them. And I say, yes, let them. Seriously, let them. Let people misunderstand you. Free yourself of that concern, of that worry. Stop giving your energy away to wanting everyone to know your brand or who you are or everything about you. So just want to take a couple quick minutes to talk about this, what I've learned and how I think it could help you. Real quick before I do that, I won't do the whole thank you routine, because you know I'm literally obsessed with you all. Like, I'm a stage five clinger for you. So thank you. My one ask is that if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, that you take 2 minutes to drop a 5-star rating and review. It really helps the show grow. And if you're kind enough to share the podcast with a friend, just send them the link. Tell them I do new episodes Mondays and Thursdays. Tell them to subscribe. I will love you forever. Thank you so much. But seriously, nothing means more to me than hearing from someone that they found the podcast through a friend or a brother or sister or a colleague or whatever. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing the podcast. But that's it. Promo over. I do have something really cool coming in 3 weeks, by the way. It's something that you can use in real life. It's like, think the journal, but not the journal. It's like it, but it's not. So I've been working on it for the past 5-6 months, and I'm really excited to show you what it's all about. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. I'll announce it here, of course, and make sure you follow me on Instagram so you know what I'm talking about when I release it. But that's it. Enough about me getting into this. Well, actually, not enough about me. I will continue to talk about myself. I do want to explain why I personally kind of love being misunderstood. I guess that's kind of a weird way to describe it. It's not like a hobby of mine. It's not like I go out and I actively want to be misunderstood. But I really do like it when someone assumes something about me only to find out that it's not true, or that there's this whole other side of me that they don't know about. Like, I feel really empowered when that happens. I feel centered when that happens, because, you know, I let them assume. I let people assume. I let the internet assume. I let friends, I let anyone else assume what they want. And I just keep living my life. And it reminds me when someone's like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that. That reminds me that that is the way that I should always be living. And while I do live my life, I also know that there's no shame in changing who I am and what I'm about. And people can watch me change and level up and grow, and they can assume what they want about me as I do it, as I go about my business. And you know, it's all good. It's all good. I don't have to give away energy to correcting people or getting their approval or making sure everyone's on the same page. I don't have to do anything like that. I don't. And it's super freeing. It's super freeing to think this way. And like, for me, again, I say this all the time, but I'm just a dude being a dude. I live in Chicago. Honestly, it is weird that some people say they're like Case Kenny fans, like they're fans, but I'm just a guy with a podcast, but I'll take it. And as a guy with a podcast, I like guy stuff. I like dude stuff. I like a nice round of golf with the boys while we drink some swing juice to really find our game. I like hitting the gym. I like a nice arm day at the gym. I like Chipotle. I like house music. I like saying things like, dude, that's a vibe. You know, that's me. I like what I like. I do what I do. I like my ripped jeans. I like my Vans. I like my watches. I like my camo hat. There it is. That's Case in a nutshell. And, you know, that's pretty much what people see from the outside. And with that, it's easy for people to assume things about me. Say, oh, Case, you know, Case seems just like a basic dude, or he seems like a bit of a tool. You know, and actually, I might have shared this before, but a couple years ago, I went on a date with this girl from some dating app, and all she knew about me was just like our 3-minute conversation on the app and my pictures. And when we sat down at a bar or wherever we were, no joke, she said that she and her friends beforehand had made a bet about how big of a douchebag I was going to turn out to be, like 0 to 10, just based on my pics. And, you know, honestly, I love that. I love that. I wasn't offended by that or anything, because I knew, or at least I hoped, I guess, I am not that way. And shocker, spoiler alert, after getting to know each other, she was like, yeah, it's a 0, or maybe like a 1, just a tasteful 1. But I just find it so empowering to let people assume what they want about me, because I know I'm not that way. I know there's more to me than that one thing that they might happen to assume about me. You know, I have talents, I have goals, I have feelings, I have compassion, I have all these things. I mean, I write for a living, I share my feelings for a living, I help others, I give back, I'm goofy but serious. Like, I have all these things. And I know that's who I am. So I let people assume whatever it is they want about me. I let people see me in the gym just absolutely repping out curls. I let people see me with my shirt off at Lollapalooza in my younger years, just being a huge tool. I let people assume whatever they want about me when all I talk about is house music or whatever. Like, I let them misunderstand me. And I'm fine with that because I know that's not all I'm about. There's so much more to me than those things. My purpose is so much bigger than those things. And I'm like super centered in that because it's freeing to know that as a person, as a human, I am multifaceted. I can go from curling at the gym to reading. I can go from the club to sitting down and creating a guided meditation, from saying, oh, that's a vibe with my friends, to coming home and pouring out my perspective on the podcast. Like, I know I'm multifaceted. And I think you can have the same mindset too. And that's why I want to share this with you, that you can be okay with being misunderstood because you know you're multifaceted. And hey, that's what happens when you've got more than one thing about you. You're going to be misunderstood. And, you know, I share this with you because I've realized this about myself and it's been really powerful. And now I look out at the world in a different way. Like when I'm out walking around in Chicago and I see someone else. When I see someone else that, like, typically I would make a snap judgment about them or assume something about them just because of the way that at a glance they are, the dress or whatever. Now I'm like, I don't know. There's probably more than meets the eye to this person. Like, I can see a dude walking down the street wearing like a basic dude uniform, like a working dude blue, a dude uniform, like khakis, white button down. You know, I could be like, yeah, you know, he probably works a boring 9-to-5. He probably likes fantasy football. He's probably just an average guy. That's kind of my old snap judgment. But now instead of that, I'm like, you know what? He's probably multifaceted. Like, he's this guy. Yeah, he might be those things. But he's also, when he goes home at night, he's a really talented musician. Or maybe he's even a world-class chess player. Like, I don't know anything about this guy. Multifaceted. I'm not going to make any judgments about him. Or like, I could see a really attractive woman walking down the street and maybe she's wearing an outfit that someone would say is like skimpy or something. And instead of, you know, assuming that she's like a floozy, that's my favorite word, floozy, I can be like, you know, I don't know. There's probably a lot more to her. Maybe she wears that outfit because she looks great in it. And then she goes home and she reads, you know, Socrates and is a talented artist. And then she spends hours volunteering and giving back. Like, I don't know anything about her, but I'm confident in saying that because I am multifaceted, she's probably multifaceted too. And he's probably multifaceted too. That what you see is not all that you get. And so I share my example with you and I share how this has empowered me to see other people because I think this is a big truth. Like, this is a vibe. This is a big vibe. Because if you think about yourself, you are multifaceted. What they see is not all that they get. And you know this deep down. And of course, I can't like snap my fingers and give you the blueprint to being fully confident in yourself. I can't get rid of your insecurities for you. But I think I can help you understand that allowing yourself to be misunderstood, that's a big step in the right direction. Just let people think what they want about you. And don't feel any need. Don't waste any energy feeling the need to correct them. Let them assume. Let them assume that you're a lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. Who knows? Who cares? You know, you could be whatever you want. You're multifaceted, right? Let them assume what they want and just give so little energy over to even considering what they think about you that it's the last thing on your mind to want to correct them or to make you feel unsettled that someone is assuming something about you. Let them. If someone wants to think you're a boring finance bro, let them. If someone wants to think you're a space cadet floozy, let them. If someone wants to think you're an overly emotional snowflake, let them. Let them because you know that that's not all there is to you. Like, yes, you work hard at your finance job, but then you're also a passionate artist. Yes, you dress hot and you're looking thick, nice, but you're also an incredibly humble and talented writer. Yes, you can be emotional. Yes, you could be sensitive, but you're also incredibly impactful in your community and you give back, right? Multifaceted. And if someone only sees one side of you because that's the only side they bother to see or because that's the only side they had time to see, that's okay. Let them assume what they want about you. Let them assume. You can rest easy. You can smile. You can feel centered in knowing that there's so much more to you. And that's the vibe. And that's really what I want to share with you in this short episode, that your purpose on earth is so much bigger than convincing others that you're a certain way. It's so much bigger than spending your energy correcting people or saying, hey, no, I'm actually this way, or I've got this thing about me. I say, let them assume what they want about you. Let them assume while you actually are living. You're living your truth, or your truths, the multiple facets of who you are, or the facets of who you are as you're becoming who you are, as you're changing. And obviously, you have to live this, right? You can't just say you're a certain way. You have to live it. But as long as you're living it, as long as you live those facets about yourself, then who cares what people assume? You know who you are. You know who you're becoming. You know how many sides there are to you and who you are. So who cares? Dress how you want. Act how you want. Work your job. Be compassionate. Be creative. Be loud. Be quiet. You name it. And I say, just let them assume. Let them misunderstand you. And know that it's okay, because you don't misunderstand yourself. And that's all that matters. You know who you are. You know what you're about. You know how much you're growing. You know who you're becoming. So what's there to worry about? Not much in my mind, really. Honestly, not much. Let them assume. Just do your thing. Live your life. Let them assume. Just be kind. Push yourself to grow. And you don't have anything to worry about. You never need to correct someone or even worry about what they think or worry about what they assume, because you're too busy living your truth and living those facets of yourself. And if that truth is club on a Friday night but volunteering on a Saturday, then so be it. If that truth is 16-hour workday at the investment firm you work at, but when you get home, it's hours of playing the violin, so be it. If that truth is listening to loud, fist-bumping house music all day, but then sitting down to write poetry all night, so be it. If that truth is posting a banging, mouth-watering selfie, but then, you know, cuddling up with your boyfriend and telling him how much you love him, so be it. You are a multifaceted human being, and you're allowed to be that way. Because you are that way, people are going to assume, and people are going to misunderstand you. And I say, let them. Let them. And that's it. I'll leave it right there. I hope that gave you something to think about. Let me know what you think, of course. My DMs are open. My texts are open. My number's in the description. I'd also love it if you would share the podcast with a friend. Tell them you love them. Tell them to keep doing their thing. And tell them that I think this mindset could be really helpful for them. But that's it. Don't forget to check out newmindsethoodist.com. And until next episode, I'm out.